Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Does that sound familiar to you? I decided to put together four programs that would speak about the four Sundays of Advent. Now, this year, we really have 3 weeks. We have a fourth Sunday of Advent, but Monday is December 25th of that week, so we don't have much of the fourth week, which means take me even more seriously as you listen to these programs. Listen to one a week or listen to it again and again if you're receiving this on a CD. Ponder this because, brothers and sisters, there is so much grace that God wants to give you, so much grace that God wants to pour out upon you. And so often in seasons like Advent and Lent leading into Easter and just the holiday time, we get so busy and we get so tied up, especially in the Advent season, when what ought to be happening is allowing our hearts to be disposed to hear His voice and to prepare our hearts to receive Him so that His grace, His power, His love can more deeply fill our lives. So I really urge you to take this seriously. The first reading for Sunday, December 3rd, is from Isaiah 63, verses 16 and 17, 19, and then chapter 64, verses 2 to 7. So chapter 63 and 64, the prophet Isaiah. You, Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. You are named forever. Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways, and harden our hearts so that we fear you not? That's what happens to us, isn't it? We wander from your ways. We harden our hearts so that we don't even some days think about God, the very center of our lives for all eternity. Isaiah, return for the sake of your servants, the tribes of your heritage. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down with the mountains quaking before you while you wrought awesome deeds we could not hope for, such as they had not heard of from of old. No ear has ever heard, no eye has ever seen any God but you doing such deeds for those who wait for him. Waiting isn't passive, brothers and sisters. Waiting is active, eagerly listening, seeking, hungry. Would that you might meet us doing right, that we were mindful of you in our ways. Behold, you are angry and we are sinful. All of us have become like unclean people. All our good deeds are like polluted rags. Why? Because our motivation isn't right. We have all withered like leaves, and our guilt carries us away like the wind. There is none who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to cling to you. For you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us up to our guilt. O Lord, O God, you are our Father. We are the clay and you the potter. We are all the work of your hands. If I'm clay, brothers and sisters, in the hands of God, that means I'm malleable. I can be shaped and reshaped. I don't resist. I'm not hardened. It doesn't mean I'm passive. I'm actively seeking him, putting myself in his hands, allowing him to mold me in his image and likeness. Are you malleable in the hands of God? Psalm 80 for the first Sunday of Advent tells us, Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. O shepherd of Israel, hearken. From your throne upon the cherubim, shine forth. Rouse your power. Come to save us. Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine. That's you. And me, that's us. Take care of this vine. Protect what your right hand has planted, the Son of Man whom you yourself made strong. May your help be with the man of your right hand, with the Son of Man whom you yourself made strong. Then we will no more withdraw from you. Give us new life, and we will call upon your name. Make that refrain yours this week. Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. Make that psalm, Psalm 80, make it your prayer this week, daily. And the next reading is from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always, always, on your account, for the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus, that in him you were enriched in every way with all discourse and all knowledge, as the testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Paul speaking to his brothers who are new in the Lord. They've only recently come to know him. And he says, he will keep you firm to the end. And he says it to us if we put our trust there. Irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, God is faithful. And by him, you were called to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's what each of us is called to, is to have a personal relationship with Christ, with our Father, by the power of his Spirit. How ready is your heart to receive him this Christmas? How ready is your heart to take him more deeply into your own life, to let him see the bad and the good, the weak and the strong, where you're ashamed, where you're fearful, where you're angry, where you're hopeless? Will you let him in? He comes to save, and he comes to save you and to save me now. Come, Lord Jesus, come. And the gospel for this Sunday is the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 33 to 37. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come." None of us knows the day nor the hour when God will call us to himself. I don't know about you, but I want to be eagerly ready. And so I want to open my heart, perhaps in a way I never have before. I want to open my heart, my mind, my spirit, my body. And I just want to say, Lord, here I am, all of me, the weak and the strong, the sinful and the good. Here I am, Lord. I want to do your will. I want to follow you. If that's our prayer every day, then when our time does come, we're going to be ready. Mark says, "It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home, he places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning." None of us knows, brothers and sisters, the day and the hour when God will call us to himself. He comes this Christmas. We don't just commemorate a past event. I hope you understand that. We don't just commemorate a past event. We are opening ourselves to the grace that was available to people on that first Christmas when Jesus Christ came in the flesh to save us. That same grace is available to you and to me this Christmas. And that's why I want to say, take an inventory. If you were to die now, and this is not morbid, I'm not going to go in that direction. I just want you to look squarely and clearly at your life. If you were to die today and stand before God to be judged, what would be the thing that would cause you the most consternation or the lack of peace? If death were to come to you suddenly and you wished that, I just wish I had had a little more time, what would you do? And decide this Advent to begin to do whatever that is, so that at this Christmas, your heart is more disposed and more ready to receive him. Certain senses, some people say, clean out the stable. But I don't want you to just kind of look over everything and just say, oh, well, yeah, I'm not good in this and I'm not good in that. Don't do that. Just say, Lord, what would give me most difficulty if I were to stand before you today? And then say to the Lord, Lord, I want to change this, but I don't know how. And start asking him that every day during this Advent season. Every day, no matter what you're doing, ask him, Lord, teach me, show me. Read the scriptures every day. If you want to listen to them on this program, you can. But read the scriptures of Advent every day and keep asking yourself the question, how do I make more room for God in my life? How can I become more alert and more watchful to guard myself from temptation? How can I open my heart both for repentance and to receive the mercy of God? These are all gifts. They're inestimable gifts. They're not just pious sayings. They're realities. God wants you in this Advent season, no matter how short a time it is, he wants to give you a grace to turn away from the obstacle that you think is most keeping you back from growing in love of God, in growing in holiness of life, in being at peace with yourself. Not that I've done everything right, but I'm on the way. What is it that most keeps you back from knowing the fullness of God's love in your life? I really urge you to ask yourselves that question. The end of the Gospel of Mark says, the passage that we're reading for this Sunday says, may he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. It's a way of saying you're just taking care of yourself, thinking about yourself. You're not thinking of God at all. You're just going about your daily life and your own business. You are sleeping in the sense that you are not alert to God. You are not alert to his voice. It may be sin. It keeps you deaf and dumb that way. It may be fear. It may be the need for humility to acknowledge your sin and weakness. What is it that most keeps you back or would keep you back from receiving the Christ child with open arms this Christmas into your heart? May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch, watch. Brothers and sisters, I don't even quite know how to say this to you, but I want to share this with you. I have such a sense in my own spirit that it's very important for us to answer that question, what is the biggest obstacle? It's very important for each of us personally. I will pray for you. Pray for me. Let us go forward together. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.